Macmillan Audio presents Formerly Known as Food, How the Industrial Food System is Changing Our Minds, Bodies, and Culture by Kristen Lawless. Read for you by Jenny Wren Walker. To the people who have the right to know. The public must decide whether it wishes to continue on the present road, and it can do so only when in full possession of the facts. In the words of Jean Rostand, the obligation to endure gives us the right to know. Rachel Carson, The Silent Spring, 1962. Introduction. As a nutrition educator working with cardiologists in Manhattan, I've made a lot of house calls and seen a lot of kitchens. Usually, it's not a pretty picture. One visit was to a woman I'll call Jennifer, who was struggling with her health and hoping to improve her diet. Coming into her kitchen, it was obvious what was wrong. Her shelves were full of highly processed food, Pop-Tarts, Frosted Flakes, and Oreos. She already knew she shouldn't be eating those foods, but she was shocked at my reaction when we opened her refrigerator and she showed off the contents. Skim milk, fruit juice, a plastic bag of pre-chopped, pre-washed broccoli florets, and egg beaters. These are all misguided ideas of how to eat well, I told her. The only consolation I could offer was that this is what most American kitchens look like. Jennifer needed to entirely rethink what she eats, as do most other Americans. That night, I went to dinner at a friend's house, someone I considered more enlightened about healthy eating.